Man, what's up, y'all? What's going on? PSA Boxing Talk by yours truly, Crush the Legend, a.k.a. Yoda Crush, a.k.a. I ain't got time for the BS, man. Look, it's a lot going on out here with the sport of boxing. Hey, let's just call it for what it is. In my opinion, and maybe some of y'all may feel the same way, even if you don't, you know, I'm going to give you my true opinion, and I would try to make it as factual as possible, because a lot of opinions, they just really opinionated. I like to have some fact on my opinion more so than basically how I feel. All right, and so, you know, it's a sideshow Bob Circus going on, and it's things that have been taking place lately in the past, what, 5 or 6 months, has been somewhat distasteful to the great start off, the great half a year that we had in 2022 when it comes to this boxing. Should have known it was coming. Well, some people had spoken about it time and time again in so many different ways. Hopefully y'all was paying attention, because this is what leads me up to this PSA. You know, so there's really no certain or particular someone of subject that's the actual target. Because everybody is a target. Everybody got that damn bullseye on their back. Or matter of fact, I ain't gonna creep you from the back. They got it on their forehead. Because I want you to see me coming when I throw these where should I start? What's most interesting? There's so much going on. Young prospect Keyshawn Davis, he has come out and drawed a whole lot of attention. Got the boxing community talking about him. Hey, the kid was talked about so much because of his recent rant that he had on his live a few days ago. I'm pretty sure some of y'all heard about it. I'm pretty sure some of y'all checked it out. But if you haven't, go check it out. But if you did, then you understand where I'm coming from. So he's making a whole lot of noise. Right now he is known as Mr. 6-0. Also, he is known as a hell of a comedian. This guy know how to throw shots. You see what I'm saying? So he been saying a whole lot of this and that. He's talking about a few people in the sport of boxing, but this guy's high driven. At the same time, he's somewhat of a cheerleader for stablemate and hell of a boxer, one of the most talented boxers in the sport of boxing with Shakur Stevenson. You know, it's one thing to be rooting for your homie, your bro, or whatever you may title him. But, you know, it looked like it's a little cheerleading going on. The only thing missing is the pom-poms. You see what I'm saying? So we got that going on. So I definitely want to see what's next for him. You know what I mean? Then be, you know, the people that's involved, he's been talking to, you know, he's talking about Frank Martin, The Ghost, a.k.a. The Ghost, Errol Spence, Young Phenom, also Rolly Romero, who's always looking for attention from the media. And this guy thinks he's going to ride off into the sunset on a high horse into, you know, being a nice, making a nice purse. So this guy is looking to be a cash cow in the sport of boxing just based off of him running his mouth and the funny things that he says out of his mouth. Rolly Romero, we used to call him Fruit Roll-Up and all these other things, but thanks to Keyshawn Davis, he came out with a new name for Rolly Romero. He called him Squeak Man. You know what I mean? So, for here on out, I will be referring to Rolly Romero as Squeak Man Rolly. Because his voice, you know, he got that squeaky-ass voice. He all retardedly strong and everything like that. And, you know, he's been running his mouth and also, Keyshawn has, him and Devin Haney has been bickering back and forth, which doesn't make no goddamn sense to me, because Devin Haney, I understand he had a, one-sided, victory over, George Camboho, by beating him with just a jab and a lopsided victory. He has the rematch coming up in a couple weeks. I'm pretty sure he's gonna handle his business with George Camposas again, But apparently, he ain't really worrying about Kambosos that much because he's going back and forth with Keyshawn Davis. And I'm looking at it like, why is he going back and forth with Keyshawn Davis? I really don't understand why he's going back and forth with Keyshawn Davis when, you know, you the big man. So, you know, apparently, well, recently, it's been said that, you know, a lot of people have been ducking Devin Haney. That seems to be the story. I say that story is over freaking driven. It's an overkill for real because people calling out Devin Haney. You know what I'm saying? May not be people you want to see Devin Haney fight. You know, but with that being said, it would never be to anybody's satisfaction until he actually beats someone that we actually want to see him fight. But I'm going to cook on that, too, because a lot of y'all is out of pocket with that. Y'all got a whole lot of double standard going on with this, and it's been going on for a minute when it comes to Shakur, Tank, and Devin Haney. I try to make it seem like that Devs and Shakur's resume is so much better than Tank's. Like, they fought somebody and Tank didn't, when in reality, they all three of their resumes is about the same. So y'all need to cool the fuck out like that New Edition song. Cool it now. Y'all need to cool it now like New Edition with that bullshit as narrative. Alright? But, you know, why is he going back and forth with Keyshawn Davis? But when he was asked about Frank Martin from Debit crap and talk about, well, who is Frank Martin? Is he even ranked? Like, that's that bullshit. You see what I'm saying? So and then he gonna say to Keyshawn Davis, and this is what I don't like. You know that saying, oh, they should have never gave you niggas money. Y'all know that saying, this is what happened when they get in power and this, that, and other, they become champion. They ain't as hungry as they used to be. So he's gonna come out and say to Keyshawn Davis, he fires back at Keyshawn Davis and says, well, you know, I would Hairstorm Point Breeze. He said, I would take your medals, but I got the belts or whatever like that. So that type of nonsense don't need to be said. And Devin Haney, I'm on your ass no matter what you do next or whatever. But here's the thing, people. This is what I'm saying. It's so much to talk about. I'm like a pigeon right now. You know the pigeon when you outside and the pigeon's on a goddamn the electric lines and they just sit there and the only thing they do is they shit on people all over the place, all over your car and everything. That's called me the shitty pigeon right now because I'm just all over the place. That shit, not my opinionated facts on this side. So shit, that been going on, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I know y'all been waiting for Mr. PSA. Y'all been fiending like a dope fiend needed that needle. But here's your fix. Because I'm right here, right now, giving it to y'all. I hope y'all enjoy this shit. Matter of fact, don't be stingy. Share some of this good dope with your motherfucking friendly neighbor. And they can get high off this supply too, baby. This supply is good for you motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? Because y'all really need to know what's going on. Well, y'all do know what's going on. Y'all just ain't shaking it up like you supposed to. That's why they call me Mr. Etch-a-Sketch, because I shake that shit, make it disappear, and bring it back, and make it connect. So, it's, yeah. So it's all over the place. And then, Boo Boo Andre, I mean, listen to everyone out there way in the back, on the other side of the damn galaxy, the people under the stairs, the motherfucker under the rock, all that. For all you out there, respectfully, who bangs with Boo Boo Andre, has a lot of respect for Boo Boo Andre. Hey, I got respect for Boo Boo too. You know what I'm saying? But Boo Boo ain't doing what the Boo Boo is doing. The damn Boo Boo. Yeah, Boo Boo ain't doing shit. That's what it is. Boo Boo Andre ain't doing shit. And to everybody I just said that's hiding everywhere that mess with Boo Boo Andre, listen, you can't even come to his defense right now. All right, so yeah, so now. With Boo Boo Andre, now the fight is off with Janet Beck. You see what I'm saying? Then it was another fight off with somebody else before. Then he's doing it so much, I can't keep up with it. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off, it's off, and it's on. What the hell, man? This is not the clapper. Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off. What the fuck is the applause for? Like, what's going on with this dude? oh, it's on, then it's off. It's like your girlfriend, she like taunting you mentally because she know you scared, and she keep on telling you that the period came, then didn't come, and you nervous about her being pregnant and all that. Drive you insane in the brain like you down with goddamn House of Pain or some shit. But now that shit is off, so now they coming up with the narrative about David Benavidez. I'm deaf. I suggest y'all get some ear plugs. Matter of fact, stuff your ears with extra wax, because I know most of you motherfuckers do not clean your ears like that. Sorry. I know y'all don't. Y'all too busy worrying about cleaning the rest of the part of your body, but you got to clean your ears too, because that shit pack up, the shit start coming out, and it looks all crazy and shit. Look like it's hair coming out your shit, but it's actually wax, and that don't look good. So y'all need to stuff y'all shit with extra wax when it come to Boo Boo Andre. Nobody know what's going on with this dude. I give up. So should you give up on the fact and still trying to support this mother effer, because he ain't doing shit. It's on, it's off, it's off, it's on. On, to the break of the goddamn dawn. Never getting on. It's hooked up to the internet. That's not on. That's not my new phone. That's the old phone. I'm just using the internet. That's my extra phone when I do my shit. That's all I need that for. But yeah, people. So this is what I'm saying. This is what the situation is, and this is what it has turned into. You see what I'm saying? So it's a whole lot going on, and don't even get me started on Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. Here we go again. I'm like, here we go again, like DMX. There you go again, like Johnny Gill. You see what I'm saying? Is anything that has here we go to it, this is Terrence Crawford and goddamn Errol Spence. I had enough of it. And I'ma say this to all the hopefuls out there. The motherfucker fight ain't happening. It ain't happening. It's not happening. Forget it. You know that, you know, like that old, you know, when you sleeping and you having like a little fantasy dream about that fantasy man or that fantasy woman, and someone you get to the good part of the dream when it's about to get juicy and wet and cream pie-ish and all that other stuff. Oh, you too graphic. No, nigga, I'm at it. And then somebody wake you up out your sleep and fuck up that part, and you can't get back to that part of the dream. The closet.
That's the only one with the
back thing. I look later because it's in the tote.
I don't think you can.
But that's the thing, people. This is the thing that I'm talking about. So I don't even want to touch on that situation. I gotta clean them. So it's everything that's all over the place. Then there's some new thing about they trying to strip Clarissa Shields. Y'all tune in to Team TWT, the winning team. Check out the website. A lot of people, if you're not really into being on too many social media platforms, because I know a lot of people use all platforms, but some people are really particular about some of the platforms that they use, so that's good. But I advise you guys to, if you went to the boxing community on YouTube, check out my man Just Do Boxing, JUSDUE Boxing. He's a part of the winning team, and he's going to be doing the cook in a few minutes about the situation that's taking place with them trying to strip Clarissa Shields, the GOAT of women boxing. But nonetheless, we all over the place with this. So much shit then with the Tank Davis situation. There's so much to talk about with Tank Davis. I don't agree with some of the decisions that he made, and I'm not even talking about far as what he's done, far as decisions with things that got him going to court for the hit and run and the other situations that he had. But you know, resigning to Mayweather really wasn't good. Had some people fooled that he was leaving. Then he's been on, you know, Mr. Twitter fingers. And he'll speak his mind, then he'll delete the tweet and this, that, and the other. Now, it was supposed to be that he was going to have an opponent in December, We don't know what's going on now because of the case that he's fighting right now with the hit and run situation. So, from what I heard, because I didn't do any personal research on it, but from what I heard is that the reason why he's going through it because the victim, she declined to accept something, so that now they're trying to bring it back. And I think they're really trying to get more money, basically, or whatever. So, you know, sometimes you got to recharge the charges, you know what I mean, to make things more, a little more serious, and that's everything for us. Time, if you get time, and of course money. So, we don't know what's the hold up on that. We don't know if he might have to do some sort of punishment. Pretty sure it wouldn't be anything heavy, but it might enable him to fight. You know, he may get on a house arrest, but he may not be able to, do his job, and which is get in the ring and fight some of the best competition, or the best competition, you know, that we want to see him fight. Because according to everybody, out of everyone he has fought so far, he has not fought anybody. And neither did Devin Haney stop it. And neither did Shakur Stevenson. And the reality of that is because they haven't fought each other. Alright? So stop making it seem like this person, oh, he's fought people, he hasn't fought people. When you really look at their resumes, the people don't, they're not much of a difference. And you can't, I mean, okay. Well, Cam Bosa is a C-level fighter. And he just happened to beat T.O. who wasn't on his fucking game. But don't try to blow Cam Bosa up there like that. You know what I mean? Because he's up there by default or someone else. You see what I'm saying? Not because he's really that good or anything like that. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm not trying to hear that shit. So, don't try to get at a boost, anything like that. And because Devin Haney finally got undisputed, like everybody wanted the young man to get undisputed, don't make it seem like that he's fought the best competition, because he hasn't. And I'm just sick of it. And that goes for Shakur, too. Neither one of them fought an elite fighter. So stop making it seem like they fought A-level fighters and Tank fought a bunch of old fucking C fighters and this, that, and the other, and blahzy, blah, and so forth. Because a lot of y'all be frauding, and y'all been frauding. All of a sudden, Leo Santa Cruz ain't no fucking body. But before Leo Santa Cruz got in the ring with fucking Tank, some of y'all was giving Leo Santa Cruz respect. But soon with Tank being, oh, this is not good enough, but Linares is good enough, huh? Valdez is good enough. Nakatili is good enough. And all that other shit. But Pedraza and a few other guys are not good enough. Oh, and then y'all say, y'all talking this shit. Y'all bigging up Izar Cruz. But I thought Tank ain't fighting no fucking body. But y'all making it seem like Izar Cruz is somebody. Make up your minds. I've been waiting for y'all to make up your minds for a minute. And it's sad. Make up your minds. And the fact is, until they fight each other or other A-list fighters. Other A-list fighters. Because the ones that they fought ain't none of them A-list. So, y'all can miss me with that bullshit.
You coming?
Yeah, I'm cheap. I hope my ride don't come when I need to walk you to the bus.
Second?
Wait until after her ride come. I gotta get a, what's the name on the joint? Can you wait 5 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah, just in case her ride come. Gotta take a walk out. Yeah. So, this is what I'm saying, people. And I really want y'all to understand that.
You want in a refrigerator?
This is what I don't understand. A lot of y'all be having this double standard crap. Canelo and, you know, this guy and his nonsense and ain't really fought no fucking body. He fought people, but he didn't fight them at their best. Stop it. But y'all trying to make Izzy Cruz out of somebody. But isn't Izzy Cruz on Tank resume? Make up your minds. Is he somebody or he ain't anybody? Yeah, come on, y'all tripping. Who did that fight? That was an A-list fighter. Who? What elite fighter has Devin Haney beat? None. Beat some good guys, but come on. But the double standard shit. Dev ain't get it the way we thought he was gonna get it. He didn't beat the best to become undisputed. It's the facts. That's not even an opinion. It's the facts. Facts over feelings. He ain't beat the best to become undisputed. Alright, be happy that he got it, but come on. Enough with the nut hugging. Because that's what it is. Yeah, he got it, but come on, he ain't get it the way he was supposed to get it. That's just facts. What else is it to talk about? Like y'all got to calm down. Deontay Wilder is returning. We finally gonna get this matchup, this fight with Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall. Hopefully, with the delay of the fight. Doesn't, take any momentum or focus or drive off the fighters. Because I'm looking for probably one of the best fights of this year. Because we're going into the last quarter of the year. You know what I mean? So hopefully this fight be everything that we want it to be. And, I think they need to start changing the location of these fights when these fighters are the best fighters across the pond. And we shouldn't have to keep on going over there. You see what I'm saying? We making the most noise. We got the most champions and everything. Make them start bringing their asses over here. That don't go for the ones, and this is not any shots being thrown at the ones who have, but come on. You see what I'm saying? Why we got to keep going over there? And I respect the fact that, you know, our fighters don't mind going over there, but who the fuck are they? The work is here. The best crop of the fighters is here. They shouldn't have to keep on going over there. When their biggest fighters, biggest name fighters is going against out. Bring that ass over here. Y'all came over. They ain't, huh? Don't make me go there. Y'all been coming over here. Didn't y'all annex this shit? Bring y'all asses over here. Why the fuck we gotta keep going over there to kick y'all ass? Savannah Marshall, Clarissa Shields should be here. Not the fuck over there. The rematch should be over here. Not over there. But y'all understand. I ain't got to, you know, I ain't got to hold y'all hand with this. But with all this sideshow shit going on in the border boxing, it's kind of, you know, It messed up my happiness, because I was really excited for 2022 boxing, historical year of boxing. A lot of unifications, undisputed matches, things like that. And we still haven't got the best of the best actually in the ring. It's still a lot of food out there on that plate. Matter of fact, it's a whole lot on the table, not just on the plate. And, you know, for all sorts of reasons, you know, you want to blame this person and blame that person, this fight not happening. That's fight not happening. And with that being said, right, with me bigging up the year of 2022 with everything that took place so far, guess what? Just as much bullcrap happened too. I just spoke on a few things. You understand what I'm saying? So, it been a lot of bullcrap too with, you know, people calling out of fights and things like that, and fights being held up. So, it's just as much of that happened this year as much as the first half of the year. Let's be honest. You know, this year has probably been one of the biggest years of clout chasing. Everybody's on that wave right now. Talk shit, but don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Then motherfuckers go sit on the toilet, they pass gas, but they don't take a shit. Yeah, that's the pump fake. You know you ain't really had to poop. You knew it was just gas. You just did that to get away from some fucking body. That's how they doing that. That's going down just like that, in that manner. So, and it's continuing on and on. And we in the month of October. It's 2 months left. No need to try to fix anything that's been broken a little too long. So, let's just hang it up, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know where I'm going. Give up. It is what it is. Stop talking about it. Let it be. You know, and I think that all fighters should kind of relax with the social media thing. You know, a lot of them not too bad though, but for some of the biggest names in the sport of boxing right now, y'all need to ease up a little bit on that, man. You know what I mean? Because just all of the shit talking and ain't doing shit. I'm done with it. Hopefully you will be done with that too. It's unnecessary frustration. Nah, I told you so. Blah, 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 blah. Don't have the politics that be in the sport of boxing have you walking around with your face frowned up, or continue to be mad at a fan of the opponent of your favorite fighter. It is what it is. It's unnecessary. What has it gotten? I get it. People like the, you know, it's good conversation. You know, but it's been a little too much too. Because with this situation and a few other topics in boxing when it comes to fighters, it has gotten very personal in between two who's on the opposite sides of the situation. You know, it really goes there. So I don't think that anyone should allow something, even though it's your high-driven passion. We all are highly passionate about something, but we need to have control of that emotional passion for whatever that is. But see how detrimental that is?
I'm leaving.
All right. And someone gets hurt behind it. You know, not saying the fighters ain't gonna give a shit. Because I'm pretty sure if it got that bad and heard about it, I'm pretty sure they will come out and speak on it. If they know. But yeah, it has gone there. And it's because of the politics, the sport of boxing, to have people going at it like that. So let's just call it a end to an unnecessary war, because there's really no need to continue the talks. Far as Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, everyone give it a break. Everyone, my fellow content creators, the community that comes through on the platforms and the chats daily, all day, a lot of them. Everyone, let's just let that situation go. There's no need to talk about it anymore. Because it's just some sideshow bull crap. Look what Bud Crawford just recently came out and said. You know, and, you know, Blue Blood, the God, you know, he put out what was given to him. Then come to find out that was some BS. People try to ridicule Blue Blood for that, but not ridiculing the messenger. You see what I'm saying? This is not a situation where you need. This is a situation where you need to get at the messenger. You know what I mean? But because it was false narrative, it was a lie, and this came out of Terrence Crawford's mouth. So why would he get in contact with someone on the level as Blue Blood? You know, and knowing that what Blue Blood does to stir up shit. And none of you Terrence Crawford fans, most of you, are not going to say anything about it or hold him accountable for it. Because most of y'all, the ones I'm talking about, haven't held Terrence Crawford accountable for anything that he has done yet. I'm not pointing a finger. I'm pointing at what's been going on. That's it. If Errol Spence was moving funny and this, that, and the other, he would get it too. And he has gotten it. But all the things in this circus show of this whole situation, as time went on, because at some point, it looked like the both of them was bullshit. But as time went on, one showed consistency of being about the business. The other one has been consistent of bullshitting. Take a break from it, everyone. It don't need to be even talked as a fantasy match. Let it die down. Because it's been a fantasy match the whole fucking time. This has been a live fantasy match playing right in front of our eyes. I'm pretty sure none of you ever thought that you would be a part of that. Especially as a fan of the sport, as people in the boxing community, and even some of the content creators. You know what I mean? But look at it. There's no need to talk about it. Leave it alone. Got enough play. Nobody says anything about it. It's just how I feel. But look, y'all. All I'm saying is stop eating the bullshit. That's all I'm saying. It's enough going on. But before I shut this segment down, I give my final thoughts on everything that I have spoken about. Keyshawn Davis, fight some fucking body. Top Rank, whoever evenly matches ass with someone of his skill level. Not trying to hear that. From here on out, Mr. 6-0, a.k.a. the a.k.a. the live rant reader. From here on out, equally match this man. I don't want to hear no more shit about him. Nope, it's time. Don't make no damn excuses. You calling out people names who got way more fights than you. Fuck that. Devin Haney, shut the fuck up. You doing too much talking, and you got Lord Hollywood since you got them freaking belts. You got on some fucking shit. You feeling yourself a little too much. But still congratulate you and salute you. And I give you my best wishes on a rematch, which I'm not really interested in at all. Be honest with you. For what? I already know what I needed to see in George Kambosos, which is an overhyped guy that y'all overhyped because he beat Teofimo Lopez. And how has he looked since the Teofimo Lopez? Huh? Totally different. Y'all fill in the blanks on that. Tank Davis, shame on you that you re-signed to Mayweather. Wish you the best on what you're going through with the hit and run. But also, you're going to get back in the ring, get the fuck away from Mayweather and really get that shit cracked. Boo Boo Andre, just fucking retire. I won't back you any longer. Boo Boo Andre, new name is Boo Boo the Canceler. Because he always canceling shit. He's the chancellor of canceling shit. Shakur Stevenson. Who are you going to fight first at 135? Don't be highly overmatched. ladies and gentlemen, make up your damn minds about Ezau Cruz. He ain't it. Y'all tripping. Deontay Wilder, congrats. Get your return to the ring. Hopefully, you in great enough condition and shape to endure what you have endured in your career in the sport of boxing. Clarissa Shields, go out there and whoop Savannah Marshall's ass. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really time that you all stop talking about Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. Enough of that. Listen, I hope y'all enjoyed this conversation. This morning's PSA. Sideshow boxing. The sideshow shit in the sport of boxing. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel at YodaWise Crush. That's my YouTube channel. You can find me on Instagram. PSA Boxing. _TWT and also on Instagram, YodaWiseCrush on Instagram. Make sure y'all check out the website, the winning team website at t.w.t.com. Go over there, check out the website, find out what's going on with us, what we about. Join the team. Make sure you check out the family, especially the head content creators. They put out great work. Also, if you looking to watch a great study of boxing when it comes to understanding who these fighters are, check out Ricky Wilms Boxing. He does fighter ratings every Thursday. He also have other great segments going on. Also, check out my man, Knockout Boxing, 86 TV.
Ollie, don't forget the spray.
I'm not.
Okay.
He's the analytical scientist of boxing. He has the best boxing prediction record on YouTube so far. He does boxing debate series. He just started. And it's something to check out. Knockout Boxing 86 TV. And then it's the boxing debate. It's, fellow content creators. And he debate on certain situations and fighters in the sport of boxing. Even, some of the people in the community, for us, people who come, the supporters, they even jump in on it too. That's something great to check out. Also, check out my man, Southern T Boxing. He is the ESPN he is the ESPN of YouTube. He covers all sports, boxing. He got a great football segment going on. Actually, great fantasy football series going on, too. But check out Southern T. He's always on giving you information and breakdowns on boxing, MMA, UFC, Bellator, football, all sports. And he also has a segment called Robbing the Bookie, where he... does his sport betting, and that's a great live too. He went to sports betting. You get to see someone else's you know, view on, thoughts on what's going to happen in certain sports. It's a good thing. Check it out. There's so much to check out on here. Also, check out Just Do Boxing, the guru is who I call him. Also, you got to check out my man G5 Gabe. He does the AM cleanup from Monday to Fridays. It's always between 5 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. his normal start time. And that would be 6-7 Central Time, 7-8 Eastern, and 4-5 Pacific Time. So yeah, y'all need to check out G5 Gabe. Also on Saturdays, check out this great show by two of my favorite females on YouTube, Kwee Kwee, Mrs. I Got Something to Say, and also Ashley's Corner, who is great with her boxing knowledge. She's notoriously known for bringing out things in the sport of boxing on fighters and, you know, outcomes and things like that before a lot of people even get to that type of information. And the way she does it, I think it's just her sight on it. You see what I'm saying? Her boxing mind is great. So y'all check out that show. They have a show called the Q&A to whereas the first half of the show, they talk about the sport of boxing. And then the second half of the show, they talk about real life shit. And it's a great show. It gets to talking about a lot of heated talk with the opposite sex and all that. You know, opposite sexes and everything. So it's definitely great. But listen, man, make sure y'all tune in. Check me out. Check us out. And thanks for zoning in. And as you zone out, hopefully you zone out safe and in peace and high vibrations. And I will catch you people on my next one. This is your boy, Crush the Legend, Mr. PSA, a.k.a. Unwise Crush. That's giving you this morning's PSA. Everyone have a safe one. Enjoy y'all weekend. Not a weekend of boxing like that. Sebastian Fundora fights tonight. We'll check it out. But peace.